There we go. Hey, this is 11L Radio New York International. We're hanging out with our good friend Eric. Eric, you there?
I'm here.
There we go. Which microphone do you have?
I don't know. It's gray.
It's gray.
And it has a windscreen on it.
Okay. And Elizabeth, you're here.
Hello.
You know how to work a microphone. You know how to get into the radio.
I don't have the headphones on.
You know, come on, you know. You know how to do it. You don't hold the headphones against the microphone because it's live. You see, you know what? She used to be good at this, and now everything that I taught her, everything that Carl and Dana taught you, is all gone down the toilet.
I forgot everything.
I know. Anyway. Hey, Elizabeth, who do we have here in the studio?
We have Eric Barrow.
And is he any good?
He's okay.
It's okay. Well, you, the listeners, can make that decision. Let's play some of Eric Barrow's music. This is Radio New York International.
Stay with the fun.
Whoopee!
Brooklyn's great radio with Radio New York International.
Dave, the boogeyman.
Snowed in at the corporate retreat. All that was left was the honeymoon suite. Now the joke's complete. Shape that to laugh at me alone. Yo, well, you never know if you go too far. Just let alone go on holiday. And no one is gonna know who you are. Just let alone go on holiday. Just on holiday. 8 o'clock. Tail bars out. The senior sales department took control of the crowd and needs to get out. But that's a better place to hide my face downtown. Go when you never know if you get too far. Just let a lover on holiday. And no one's gonna know.
There we go. It is just a holiday on Radio New York International. Hey, Laura, you want to talk on the microphone? She's scared.
What would you like me to say?
Well, you got to get a microphone first of all. Just swing it in front of you, and you got to come close. You got to play the microphone. You got to make love to the microphone. You got to like telling my sister to make love to a microphone.
It's weird.
It's R&I Radio New York International. You there?
Listening to good music.
Yeah.
Hey, want to hear some more?
You want to hear some more? Eric, what else you want to hear off this CD? Off the new? Where can they get the CD, first of all? Let's keep telling them, because maybe you could sell a couple of copies.
Okay. It's, iTunes, CD Baby, or ericbarrow.com.
Okay. Okay. And is it available? What's the other place the music is from?
Let's see. Bandcamp.
Is it on Bandcamp?
It's on Bandcamp.
Okay. What color is your microphone, the cord?
I keep black?
No. Ah, forget it. That's what happens.
Am I missing something?
No. You also
my cord is black.
Get a little closer to the microphone.
Oh, okay.
You know, you're a professional, you know.
Yeah.
you can make it work. So let's see, what about this new song, New Earth, or Good Earth? Or
New Earth.
New Earth, yeah.
Okay, so the story behind that is there was a planet a few years back that was found, and they were labeling it New Earth because it resembled Earth so closely. So I sort of speculated, you know, rather than clean up our own planet that we're slowly destroying, why don't we just pick up and move to a new planet and destroy that one for a while?
That makes sense.
That's what the song's about.
Better destroy theirs than ours.
Mm-hmm.
And tangerines. They say it's just pollution, but let the polar ice caps drift and drive your hybrid off a cliff. They found a new solution. Pack your bags and say goodbye. We're gonna get another try.
Radio New York International. We're talking with Eric. Eric Barrow, are you here?
I am here. I'm still here.
Turn the mic in. Gosh,
you know. Sorry. Yeah. Okay.
No. You know, it bends. It bends just like a real. See, and you can tilt it up. You can tilt it down.
All right.
See,
there we go.
It's just like, you know, just like a stage, just like a stage microphone.
Uh huh.
You know, slightly different. Good stuff. I heard XTC in that one.
Yeah.
So they were one of your influences?
Definitely. Yeah, I've been listening to them since, I don't know, God, the 80s.
Other than the Beatles, who else did you like other than XTC?
I'm a big fan of, I don't know, John Bryan, Amy Mann, Michael Penn, Jellyfish, all that sort of stuff.
Well, everyone likes Jelly. Laura, you have no idea who Jellyfish is, right?
I don't.
She knows who, you know, the Jelly Bricks are?
Yes.
Ah, there you go. You got one.
Well, there you go. That has jelly in it.
That's half the jelly. That works. So you're on the cusp. You're on the cusp of fame and stardom, perhaps.
Okay.
would it change your life if suddenly you were played on, you know, the major radio stations?
Sure. Yeah, that'd be great.
No, other than giving you a couple of bucks.
Can you hook that up for me?
Well, this is one of the major ones. This is a worldwide station, 11L Radio New York International. And a lot of
that's why I'm here.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. You know, it's funny. Little Steven, or as I like to say, Small Steven, you know, only because, long story, and I'll alienate him even more if I tell the full story. But Little Steven's show has picked up artists that I played on this station. And there are like thousands of little bird dog stations like this that they listen to. And they try to pick up where the new music is coming
really?
From. It's like what college radio used to be in the 80s when REM first started.
Uh-huh, sure. You know,
that's what all these, like Carl and Dana, I mean, they do a pretty good job up there.
Yep.
You know, they have Elizabeth programming that show every once in a while, right? I got to be nice what I say about them.
If they're lucky.
But they're good guys. They're good guys. They may not like me all the time because politically we have philosophical differences. And I have a telephone in the studio and they don't. Okay, is that major? I think it is. Anyway, so you were up in Carl and Dana. So how's their studio compared to the studio?
You've got more cubic feet, I would say.
Okay.
That's a nice thing. There was some amount of scrambling for fighting over chairs at that place, but you know, it was a very nice time.
I'm sure it's a nice studio. It's the second best radio show on the internet.
It's good,
Carl and Dana. I've always given them that compliment. But anyway, so we got another tune of yours, Eric, that we can spin.
Okay.
This is Alive.
Yes, Alive. Parentheses, but barely breathing.
What's the backstory?
Well, there's a few metaphors going on with this song, but one of them is that I was trying to quit smoking, and so it's about addiction of all kinds, I guess.
And have you been successful?
Finally, yes. After the album has come out, I've now switched to e-cigarettes, and I'm really enjoying that. So
are e-cigarettes? I've seen people smoke them. Is that any good, e-cigarettes? Is it healthier for you?
The jury's still out. They're still doing. You know, hasn't been a lot of studies yet, but it's certainly, I think, better than smoking real cigarettes. There's less additives. There's less. It's just basically, you know, flavoring and nicotine and vapor.
It's like smoking a bong in the old days. You always thought it was healthier because it was being filtered through water or through air.
Yeah. The base liquid in it is the same stuff they use in like asthma inhalers and whatnot. So my lungs feel better. I'm finally off smoking after trying everything else for years. So,
but again, the best way is to completely get off smoking.
Well, that'd be good if you can know. Do it. Yeah, sure.
I only smoked 4 cigarettes in my life. I just never, you know, for me, the choice was buy 45s, records, or smoke cigarettes and look cool. Well, I never looked cool, right, Laurie?
Yes, you did.
I did. Gosh.
Oh, that's nice.
How much did I pay you to say that?
That's one? A nice sister.
The check's in the mail.
Check is in it. Yeah. Hey, you got a number one record. I think they're declaring this as your number one record. Eric Barrow on Radio New York International.
Please, good guy.
Hit 9876543211111. 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1.
Into it, I don't ever wanna quit, but you know very well that this can't go on. Okay, I admit I shouldn't have ever started it, but once pressed to my lips and all hope was gone. Alive, the belly breathing, your smile is so deceiving. Give me a lie to keep believing. Show me the only thing that never dies. The flame, the ending's always just the same. What makes me so anxious when you're not around? If things aren't working out, I just can't seem to do without this one dirty habit you're hard to put down. Alive, we're barely breathing. Your smile is so deceiving.
that's how I am. I'm like a lion.
Good stuff. Good stuff. That's a little Paul McCartney-ish on there.
Okay.
You know, a little piano and stuff, and that's in Paul in one of his cute moods.
I think so. Yeah, I can see where
he said to John, "Leave me alone. Let me write one of my songs." And I like that. Yeah. I like that. Okay. Good music. Eric Barrow. So you're from the Boston area.
Pretty much, yep.
And how often do you get out and tour?
Oh, not very often at all. I pretty much play the Northeast, pretty much Providence and Boston, unless I'm invited to something cool like this week,
nice.
Where I'm coming to Brooklyn.
So you have a day job that covers the bills, that foots the fun stuff for you?
Yeah, I do a bunch of stuff, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Web and graphic design and video editing and things like that. Oh, and I build pedals for a living, guitar effects pedals.
Oh, cool. So you're in the business. You're in the business.
Yep.
Good stuff. Elizabeth, you still there? She's quiet. I can't believe, you know, she used to come down here, I want to do a pre-show, I want to play my music, and Elizabeth would say, I want to play my tunes, and Barry would say, I want to play my tunes, and they would like, ow, they'd start smacking each other and I'd say, I don't care, just play something, and you guys, you remember those days, you know, and I'd have to be the ringmaster here, and it was Barry. You know, Barry's coming back later. I think he went out to get some ice cream or something. Perhaps he'll come by later on. We're listening to some music with Eric Barrow. Eric, what else would you like off the CD? What else is some of the music they need to hear?
Yeah, okay. I think I would say In Love with a Broken Heart. I wish I could tell you the track number. I'm not exactly sure. It's somewhere in the middle.
Number five.
Yeah.
So what's the backstory?
Number five.
What's the backstory?
That's a song... I was sort of inspired to write that while I was working with Blue on another one of my songs that he was helping me record. And like while he was down in my basement doing a bunch of editing, I went upstairs and wrote this song like in an afternoon. So,
okay, let's give it a spin. Eric Barrow here. This is a hit also.
Please, good guy, hit.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3.
Tomorrow's just another day where I still want the girl who got away. And maybe she was something real. I wasted every chance to close the deal. Second start. Without some work, it's not a work of art. I'm in love with a broken heart. I've taken it one step at a time, hoping that you might keep me in mind. When good things come to those who wait, unless you way too late. I'm in love with a broken heart, addicted to a second start. Without some work, it's not a work of art. It's not a life until it falls apart. I'm in love with a broken heart, addicted to a second start. I'm in love with a broken heart.
nice, nice. That's a little Baroque pop, yeah. I think, a little bit, you know?
Yeah, thank you.
That's good stuff. Eric, one more time, where can they get their music?
EricBarrow.com, B-A-R-A-O, Eric with a C. Bandcamp, iTunes, I'm not going to say Spotify. CD Baby.
CD Baby?
Yeah. I just said Spotify. Whoops.
And will you be selling CDs at your concerts?
I always do, yes. I have a nice little merch box that lights up and
ooh,
and everything, yeah.
Did I see you before at one of the events? I may have.
I don't know. IPO, maybe?
Did you play Boston 2 years ago?
I believe I did, yeah.
A Saturday night?
That's a long time ago. I do not remember. What day?
Okay. Just curious.
Okay.
Eric, thank you for stopping by 11L Radio New York International. Elizabeth, the quiet, the shy one.
It's my pleasure. Thanks a lot for having me.
Gosh, Elizabeth, thank you for turning us on to some more good music.
Always.
See, I mean, she's like the music maven. You know, the softer side of power pop is what Elizabeth goes for. Come on, I'm kind of egg you on. You know. Okay.
She's quiet.
She's shy. You know, you're getting over the long bus ride in on Mega Bus. Coming into you're exhausted. You probably wiped out from.
Very tired.
Yeah. Anyway, hey Elizabeth, thank you for coming by the studio and.
Thank you for having us.
Eric, thank you for coming by. Hey, we got some pizza coming in, so we can feast on that. And tonight we've got the concert, which you folks have missed. And my sister Lori is here, and Barry is not. So this is 11L Radio New York International. I'm Dave. I'm your boogeyman. Let's continue on. We've got some Walter Clevenger.
New York International.
From Brooklyn, New York.
Hello.
To the world. RNI.
Radio New York International.
Radio New York International, the best music on the internet. Well, I think it is. I think it is. Hey, we've got a little bit more music to go here. Radio New York International live. Eric has left the building. Gosh. And I can't get the other player to work. Just, you know, just goes to show you. Nothing works around here. Radio New York International. Lanny Flowers here on 11L, Radio New York International. I didn't know. We got some more music coming up here in just a matter of moments. Let's see if we can get this to work. Sure we can. Nah, you know what? It's not working. I know, there's so much work that has to be done on this system, and it's just, for some reason, it doesn't work always.
The only station you'll ever need, Radio New York International.
Yes, broadcasting from Brooklyn, Brooklyn, New York, 11L Radio New York International. I'm Dave, taking you on a musical journey. Who knows where? I don't know. I don't have no clue where we're going. Let's play this. This is one of my favorite songs of all time. And of course, it's not in the player. Man, oh, look at this. The computer is just... Look at this. Look at this. It just... I don't know. You know, sometimes I just want to give up radio. I just want to do it.
RNI.
Most music power.
I'm not on top.
Radio New York International.
Best play in New York.